And the music of Larry Razavi with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there, means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM, program number 277 in that continuing series. Quickly here, I have a couple of household notes that we need to announce before we get to our guest. Have three cancellations for you now. Dean from Dino's over in Eden Valley calling in. They were supposed to have a dance tonight. 6 to 9, Pure Country was supposed to be playing. They have canceled that. Also, earlier we mentioned the Horseshoe Bar and Ballroom canceling their dance from 1 to 4 this afternoon with the Wagon Wheelers. Lisa calling in, that's been canceled. And Ray giving me a call from the Waite Park Legion. Leon Olson was supposed to be there tonight for the evening dance at the Waite Park Legion, and that one has been canceled, so due to the weather. Yeah, we've picked up probably close to an inch right now here at the radio station in Albany, and it's still coming down pretty good right now. All right. So you are listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, streaming on the World Wide Web as we broadcast from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studios. Powered by the Soybean Checkoff, we are KASM. 10 minutes before the hour of 12 noon, we have our guest on the line, and we're going to go to the phone line right now and bring him in. Say good morning to Mr. Verge Littke. Verge, how are you doing?
Hey, not too bad today, Si.
Ah, that's awesome. And Verge, where are you at?
I live north of Cushing on Lake Alexander, on the north end of Lake Alexander.
Perfect. And what's the weather like up there today? Are you getting any
bad? The weather hasn't been very good for the last couple weeks here.
That's for sure. So you're getting snow up there too as well?
Yeah, it started snowing about a half an hour
about
ago.
About a half hour ago. Okay. Yeah, yeah, it's been moving up from the south. We didn't get anything earlier this morning, but I guess they were getting pelted pretty good down in the southern part already, because Leon Olson was supposed to come up to the Waite Park Legion tonight, and he called earlier and said, ain't going to happen, so.
Yeah.
Well, were you born and raised in that area, Verge, or where do you hail from?
No, I was born in a tar paper shack out of the little town of Hillman.
Oh, okay.
And then we moved to Little Falls. I think I was about 5 or 6 years old on a little farm, Little Falls.
Okay. Who were Mom and Dad?
Matthew and Bertha Littke.
Okay.
My mother was a Wahursky.
Okay.
And there's a lot of them around Little Falls. There used to be. Probably not as many now.
Sure. And brothers or sisters, any family there for you?
Yeah, I've got an older sister. She passed away here about a year ago.
Okay.
Her name was Rita. Uh-huh. And I have an older brother, Gene.
Uh-huh.
And a younger brother, Jerry, and a younger sister, Shirley. There was five of us kids.
Okay.
I was right in the middle.
You were in the middle. Okay. Very good.
Yeah, so, the rebel.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, we go back a long ways in music there, and back in the days when I was playing the circuit, I would see posters for Verge and the Eldorados, and that was you. How did you get started in music, Verge?
Well, how many days do you have for me to tell you? I'll try to condense it.
Okay.
Okay, I was in grade school, I think about the seventh grade, and we had this thing called civics class. And you had to read a book or do some little project, and mostly read a book or something, then come up in school and get up in front of the class and tell about your book that you read or something like that. And I wasn't going to read any books, so I thought, heck, I'll just play my harmonica. I played a little harmonica when I was a kid. So I got up in front of the class and played my harmonica and another song. Oh, they had a teacher. Oh, play some more. So I think I played two or three songs. Boy, I was scared of my boots. I played, but never in front of people, you know.
Sure.
And that kind of started it. And then my brother, he bought an old, well, new, but a Stella guitar, I think from Sears. He paid $12 for it, and he started playing it. And, well, then I'd pick it up when he wasn't playing it, and I started monkeying around on it. And it was hard to play because the strings were so far off the frets. Oh, I'd get terrible blisters. I'd have to quit playing for a day or two, let the blisters heal up. And then I think I was in the eighth grade, and we got a job that summer, I and my brother, helping build a house in Little Falls. $2 an hour we got.
Oh, boy.
And we'd hook up the tractor and the trailer, and I'd drive the tractor one day to the workplace, and he'd sit on the trailer and play guitar. And then the next day he'd drive, and I'd sit on the trailer and play guitar on the way to town. So anyway, I finally got enough money to buy a little better guitar, and him and I started playing duo, just I and my brother.
Mm-hmm.
And, we played in these little bars, you know. I remember playing at the old checkerboard bar in Little Falls. It was kind of a little dance hall.
Okay.
And we got $3 a piece for that night. And then a little beer, he'd sneak us in the back room.
Oh, yeah.
I think I was only about, well, I was just out of the eighth grade. I must have been probably 14. I don't know, something
sure,
like that.
Sure.
And then that went on for, I don't know, 2-3 years. Then 58, I was a junior in high school.
Okay.
I auditioned. You remember Slim Akers? He used to be on Channel 7.
I do, yeah. I heard that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of the young people. That was the only station we could get around here.
Okay.
And I got a job playing on his show. He had a Slim Akers show every Saturday about 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a job playing with him. Well, that same year, I started my own band with my brothers.
Okay.
In 58. And I would play with my band wherever I could get it booked, and then I'd play with him.
Sure.
And back in them days, it was hard to get bookings because everything was old time. Everything.
Oh,
I was the only guy around here that played country music, except the Swazer Brothers, and I think Les Hughes from, he used to be on your station years ago.
Les and the Gamblers, yeah.
Yeah, many years ago.
Yeah.
And I was the only ones around here. And hell, I couldn't read music. I learned everything by ear.
Sure.
And I got pretty good at it. Anyway, I played with Slim on that show till 1960. And then he went off the air. And I went and auditioned my band. Oh, man, we bought nice coats and the tuxedo trousers. And we went to the station. And all the big guys, the big shots that owned the station, we had to stand there and play in front of them. Boy, I was a little nervous. And we got the show. I got the same show that Slim Akers had in 1960.
No kidding.
And I'd take requests, people mail in requests, and I would play their requests on the air if I knew it,
okay.
If I knew them.
Uh-huh.
And then I also... it was hard to get booked in ballrooms because it was all old time.
Sure.
So then I'd go, I'd take one day a week, and I'd drive around, and I'd rent these community halls, National Guard armories, school auditoriums, and it usually cost me $10 or $15 to rent the place, and then $5 for a ticket taker, or a cop, I mean, a cop.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd bring my own ticket taker. And union scale then was, I think, $10 or $12 a man, and geez, I'd advertise the heck out of it on my TV show, and man, I'd pay the guys double union scale, and I'd come home with, oh, sometimes $300-$400.
Wow, nice.
That's like $3,000 nowadays.
Yeah, exactly. It transfers
back,
that.
Back then, gas was 16 cents a gallon.
Yeah.
Cigarettes were 19. I remember well.
You bet, yes.
And so then I was on till 64, and I was playing up north a lot, and my brothers were working in Minneapolis, and it was hard to make some of the jobs that I had booked.
Yeah.
And so So then I took a sit-down job in Brainerd at the Rustic Bar.
Okay.
About that time, I think it was about, yeah, about maybe 64, somewhere in there. And I quit my program, and later on I wished I never would have, because that was a nice program.
Yes, it was, yeah.
Anyway, and I made money on it. We didn't get anything for playing on TV, just the publicity, but I made money on it.
Sure.
But it was hard to get the guys together, so I got a couple of other guys, and we played at the Rustic Bar, I think, for six nights a week for probably about, 7-8 years, something like that.
Wow.
And then from there, I went to Montana for a couple of weeks, a couple of years,
mm-hmm.
in Miles City. I sang there seven nights a week.
Oh, my.
And then from there, wasn't enough water in Montana for me.
Uh-huh.
So I come back to Minnesota, and I got my old band together, not my brothers, but the other guys that I had played with before. And we got a job at the Oak Supper Club in Little Falls, six nights a week, and then we'd play Saturday afternoon weddings and some Sundays. I was there about 7 or 8 years, and then I started a painting and decorating business besides. And so I was working every day and singing and playing every night. And then from there, I went to the Drawbridge Bar in Little Falls. It was a rock bar, and they decided we were getting good crowds at the Oak Supper Club, so they offered me more money. And, of course, there was a new owner there, so I didn't like him as good as the old owner.
Mm-hmm.
So we quit, and we went there, and we was there about 4 years, six nights a week. And then Bob Fewing started buying these bars. He had one in Little Falls, the West Side Bar, one in Brainerd, Blue Ox, one down in St. Cloud called the Hitchin Post. So I started playing six nights a week for him. And finally, I was working every day besides. And I was getting burned out. Man, oh, man. Burned out, developed a damned ulcer, I suppose, from the drinking.
Sure.
I suppose, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
And I just said, that's it. I bailed out. I bought this place up on Lake Alec here in 79, and been here ever since. My blood pressure went down, and I was getting some lead poisoning from spraying all that doggone paint.
Oh, yeah.
I was spraying turkey barns and all, you name it. I done it all.
Sure, sure.
And my band still played. We'd play weekends.
Okay.
The band I have now, it's Terry Tanner, Jim Lampert. Jim used to play old time.
Yeah.
Very good accordion player.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he plays drums, and he plays really a good trumpet.
Okay.
And so I've had those guys with me now about 33 years, maybe 34.
Wow, very good.
And we were doing a concert up in Walker at the casino. It was called the Country Music I can't think of the name. Concert, yeah, concert, okay. And I'd never done a concert. I thought, geez, what do I do? So I made little notepads of a request sheet. Got a request, let us know. And then on the bottom I said, try to stump us. And jeepers, cripes, we were supposed to take a break every 45 minutes. And then requests were coming up, and I sang solid songs that they requested for about 2.5 hours, then it finally took a break. And my drummer, Jim, went up to the bar, and I was down the bar a ways, and he told that bartender, he says, boy, he says, I've been playing Lick, he says, for about 30 years, and he says, in them 2.5 hours, I never ever heard one of them songs before. I am proud to say I can't even count the songs that I sing.
Sure.
By heart, I don't use any music. I can tell what the note is on a guitar.
Yeah.
I taught myself to know what it is, or a chord.
Mm-hmm.
And I like singing songs with a lot of chords in them. It just makes the song, I think.
Sure, absolutely.
And then now here the last 4 or 5 years, it's hard to get your band booked.
Yeah.
The places, they don't have music much no more.
Right, right.
And they don't want to pay the money. And not only that, but the people that go to the bars nowadays are all younger.
Yes.
And I don't know how to play that young people's music. I sing classic country,
yep.
Classic rock and roll, and
yep.
Just about anything that's ever been popular.
You bet. Well, Virg, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment. We've passed up 12 o'clock here. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market.
Then okay.
We'll come back with you and continue the conversation.
Okay.
Sounds good. So, Cy here for the St. Joe Meat Market. The St. Joe Meat Market is federally inspected, number 8916. That means that we have an inspector on duty on Mondays, our butcher day, and then spot checked all week long by this same inspector. This inspector works right alongside with our personnel on the butcher floor. The inspector inspects your animal alive as it comes through the door. They are trained to check all of the organs as the animal is being butchered, looking for any possible abnormalities, disease, or sickness. They make sure that your animal is slaughtered in a humane and sanitary way. The federal stamp is placed on the hog or beef carcass after the inspector has approved the animal, has been thoroughly cleaned free of any dirt or residue, and that all of the internal organs were healthy. You can rest assured that when you have your animal, beef or pork, slaughtered and processed at the St. Joe Meat Market, it is clean, wholesome, and appetizing for you and your family and friends to enjoy and eat. Your animal, after slaughter, is hung in our environment-controlled coolers, with hogs being processed to your specifications later in the week and beef the following week with the normal week to 10 days age. One of our trained and professional staff calls you after your animal passes inspection for your processing information. Cutting, wrapping, trimming, grinding the hamburger, papering the steaks, and freezing is our usual and customary process. Yes, your animal comes in the back door and is ready for your freezer in a professional and timely manner, so call this week to schedule your animal for slaughter. The phone number, 320-363-7335. Again, that's 320-363-7335 for the St. Joe Meat Market. Virg, for being our guest on the program, and this is how it works. Along with Chasm, we put up a nice meat package at the St. Joe Meat Market. We send that out to you and hope that you and those around you can enjoy it in good health. How's that for you?
That sounds pretty good. I've heard you have very good meat there.
Well, great. And looking forward to getting that ready and getting that off to you this week.
I always heard you can't beat size meat.
There you go. You got a wife and family around you, Virg? Or...
I have a wife, but no kids.
Okay.
I was one of the lucky ones.
Uh-huh. Never had time to settle down, huh?
Well, no. We just wasn't able to have any kids.
Oh, okay.
So we just accepted it. We were thinking about... adopting, but we just said, well, let's leave it going.
You bet. Well, and a lot of times that's what propels the career, the music career, because family will take time from that. So So I'm sure that gave you a little extra time. And Well, that's really neat. So
I'm going to back up a little bit. So
go ahead.
I'm going to go back to the 80s. 86, Gene Retka took us all down to Minneapolis to make a Christmas recording.
Yes.
And I was always kind of afraid that I wasn't good enough to be, you know, make a recording, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went down, we done it, and we had that 12 Days of Minnesota Christmas that was pretty popular.
Yes.
And with Donnie Wierski with all the sound effects. Well, I really liked it, so then I set up my own studio. I spent a whole pile of money, set up a studio here, and I made many albums for bands, in fact, a lot of the old-time bands.
Really?
I made, I think, two or three for Kevin Gwass. I made a lot of them.
Sure.
And then my cousin Donnie died. He was with me on a lot of recordings.
Mm-hmm.
He would do all the goofy stuff. Then I kind of lost interest. And then, I thought, geez, I've been promising you guys a farm tape.
Yes, that's right.
For years. So about two years ago, I went up in the studio and I was going to start recording that farm tape, and then I've been asked to do a spiritual. I've wrote spiritual songs, and all these on the farm tape will be most of the stuff, goofy stuff that I wrote. And I went up there, and nothing was working, and I got hit by lightning, and it wiped out all my recording stuff.
Oh, my.
So I just got a new digital recorder here. I hope I can learn how to run it.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be the first thing I'm going to be recording.
Nice.
But anyway, that was about the time that Jacob Wetterling got kidnapped.
Oh, yes.
And I was on my deer stand, and I thought, geez, I'm going to write a song about him.
Okay.
So I wrote a song called A Ballad of Jacob Wetterling, and it tells the story of what happened. And then in the last verse, I asked the guy that took him to set him free. And when I wrote the song, I called up Mrs. Wetterling to get her permission. Well, she says, yeah, come down and sing it. I said, okay. So I jumped in the car, went down there. And holy man, I drove in the yards, and there was feds, feds, sheriff, deputies, feds, checking me out, searching me. And I just, no, I'm just here with my guitar to sing for Mrs. Wetterling. Got in the house, and it was jammed full of cops and everybody else. And then she was sitting there, and I sang it for her. And boy, that time there was, I was really nervous. I never get nervous, but that time I was.
Uh-huh.
And I got done singing it for her, and she kind of cried a little bit, and she says, yeah, she says, you go ahead and record that. So okay. I recorded it, and I made 500 copies that I gave to the Wetterlings to sell. Uh-huh. One song on a cassette was $5 with his picture on it.
Okay.
And I gave it to the Little Falls radio station, and I don't know too much about it. Maybe you do. They sent this song out on some kind of a satellite.
Oh, really?
And it got, I guess, any radio station can get it.
Oh, my.
And I was getting calls from, holy cribs, all over. I got a big map, and I put a pin of all the towns that it was played in.
Yeah.
Radio stations were calling me for interviews. TV stations from Minneapolis come up and done an article on it with me. And I lost my train of thought here. And anyway, I had it played in 37 states that I know of.
My goodness.
That wow. I have documented.
Wow.
And, of course, I never made the money on it. It was all free will stuff for them.
Yep, exactly.
And yeah. Then a couple years later, I wrote one for the troops in Saudi Arabia during the desert, the first one,
okay.
First war. And I sent them 400 copies of all the people that I could find that were there from around my area, and I sent them 400. And I got the nicest letters back from the commanders. I think one was the commander of the 101st Airborne, and he said that they took my Christmas tape, and I wrote a song for them called Christmas in the Sand. It's just a song about them being over there, and with all they had to go through, the scorpions and everything else, the heat.
Oh, yes.
And I got the nicest letter back from the commander. He says, on Christmas Day, he says, I don't know how many is in a regiment, or there was probably about 5,000 guys. I don't know what even, division maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, or battalion, yeah.
I think battalion.
Yeah.
And there was around over 5,000 troops there in the sand dunes, and they set up speakers on Christmas Day and played my song from beginning to end, he said. And he thanked me, a real, real nice letter.
Nice.
And then yeah. I think the following year, I saw my deer stand again, and my mother was in the home. No, she was still at home. That was before she went to the home. And I wrote a song called Merry Christmas, Mom.
Oh, yeah.
And it was, I mean, you might have heard it. I got quite a bit of airplay out of that, too. And the TV stations come up and interviewed me, and they had Mom sitting in the rocker and me sitting beside her singing that song to her. And she was so proud.
Oh, I can believe that.
Just so proud. And I'm glad I'd done it before she got Alzheimer's very bad, because she went down. She couldn't even hardly remember me.
Sure.
And that was some of the highlights of my recording career.
Yes, yes.
And I'm not done yet.
Well, good. I should just jump in here, and I get critiqued on this. We get rambling here like it's a one-way conversation or a telephone call, and people joining us along the way say, who's he talking to? So I should should interject that we're visiting with Verge Littke out of Cushing, Minnesota. Verge is our 277th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play. So go ahead, Verge, continue your story.
Okay, anyway, about the last 5 years, it was hard to book my band.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of places I didn't care to play there with too many young people. My music is for people 40 and over.
Sure.
And they're still around. So anyway, 3 years ago, I started doing singles. I invented a little bass drum in a box. It's a microphone in a box, and I just tap on it, and it goes boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
I plug it into my PA system, then I got a hi-hat with a tambourine on top, and I play that with my feet and play my guitar with my hands, and I sing.
Uh-huh.
And I started doing that, and I live just a couple blocks from the Castaway Club here on Lake Alec.
Sure.
And they had a new owner, and he started hiring music, and I ended up playing there on Sunday afternoons. Out on the deck, he's got a really nice really nice patio. Boy, the people started coming there, and I play there every summer now on Sundays.
Okay.
Usually in the afternoon. And usually if the crowd hangs around, I'm supposed to play 4 hours, but a lot of times it ends up to being six or seven.
Oh, my goodness.
I just love it. I've always loved playing music. Well, then about 1995 or somewhere in there, some of the old musicians got together and they started Minnesota Rock and Country Music Hall of Fame.
Yes, yeah.
And they'd have it at different places every year. And then all the old musicians were invited and any other musicians besides. And they was always asking me to go on. And I says to my bass player, because he went down there, mm-hmm. I says, what the hell would I want to go down there for? I says, them was all my, the guys that are running that, it was all my competition years ago.
Yeah.
And, uh-huh. And when I had the TV show, I said, no, I ain't going. But then finally they tricked me and they got my wife into going down there, and I walked in and it was in a park in St. Cloud.
Okay.
I think by the museum. It was a big park.
Oh, yeah.
Loaded with people. I started looking around. Geez, there's my brothers.
Uh-huh.
Looked around some more. There's my sisters and my nephews. I thought, what the heck? And they had a big stage and they were playing. They had a band playing, and then they called me up there and, oh, Virg, we'd like to give you this award, a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Minnesota Country Music Hall of Fame.
Oh,
I
said, nice.
Geez, that's a pretty doggone nice honor. I says, should have gave me that. I says, a long time ago.
Yeah.
And he says, we were trying to get you down here, but we couldn't get you down here. So anyway, that was a pretty nice honor.
I guess so. Well, that kind of answers my question I was going to ask you at the end here. Any big awards or any memories or anything that you wanted to share with the listeners? That's an awesome one. I got to ask you, though, Virg, as you grew up and as you were playing, you probably had a chance to listen and maybe get out once in a while. Who did you like to listen to? Who were some of your idols?
You mean the big stars?
Yeah.
Oh, all the big country stars. I still sing all their music.
Johnny Cash, I suppose.
Ray Price.
Ray Price,
He was a big star, Ray Price.
Yeah.
Lefty Frizzell,
yeah.
Another one. And then later on, Alan Jackson was very good.
Yeah.
And George Strait, too.
Oh, yes.
And I do quite a bit of their stuff.
Oh, okay.
And then the Oak Ridge Boys, not the Oak Ridge Boys, the Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
That's when the fiddles kind of started coming back into country music. And I learned how to play I play lead guitar mostly.
Okay.
And then I learned how to play the fiddle in the fish house one winter, and nobody would fish with me. my neighbor was fishing one day, and I pulled out the fiddle. Time for my lesson. I bought 5 minutes. He says, yeah, I got to get home. He never fished with me again. And then I learned how to play the mandolin and banjo, and I got a little hanger on a microphone stand that I hang my fiddle on and my mandolin.
Okay.
And during the song, I just reach over and grab it and play the bridge part.
Okay, sure.
And
how many recordings do you have available these days, Virg? I've got one in my hand here, the one called Classic Country Music.
That's all old classic country songs.
Yep, yep.
And then there's one on there I wrote. It's called it's got an asterisk after it.
Old Love Letters?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wrote that for my wife.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I was out in Montana singing, and she took the train out there
to
visit me, and I had to go play, so I left her in the apartment. She was tired, so I come back home from playing about 2 in the morning, and she found the old letter from all the old girlfriends.
Oh, my.
So yeah. I wrote a song about it. And then I wrote another nice song for her on my Christmas album.
Okay.
It's called Let's Spend This Christmas Just Like We Did When We Were Two Teens.
Yes, and I have that recording as well. I don't have it along today, but yeah. So I do have those two. I still have copies for sale yet. Do you still have them available too, Virg, or are they on?
Yeah, I do. Yeah,
you
I
do?
Do.
Okay,
yeah.
good.
And I'm going to be having, when I get that farm one done, I'm going to come down and talk to you.
Okay, yeah, we'd love to have you.
And I'll bring you a copy down.
That would be great. You bet.
And I wanted to do it been on my mind for quite a while. Mm-hmm. When did Sleepyhead Cliff pass away?
Cliff Mitchell, he's gone now. I think it was, I want to say 2017. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. See, I wrote one song called 16 Cows.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's to the tune of 16 tons, but it's 16 cows. It's kind of goofy.
Yes. Oh, he'd love
that. I got
that.
In the first verse, I got his name in there.
Okay, okay.
And I just kicked myself in the rear that I didn't get it done before he died. He'd have liked it.
Oh, I'm sure he would have, yeah.
Oh, man, I used to listen to him all the time at your station when we were young. That's the only station we listened to.
Well, that's the way it was back in the days. There was no FM radios, so yeah.
Yeah. And my grandma, we'd go to her house. She was Polish. Got turned on that radio to Albam.
Albam.
Albam. Albam. Okay. Well, we knew it was Albany.
Oh, yes. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, he was, how many years was he on there?
Oh, 57, I believe it was, 58,
wow.
Something like
wow.
that. He retired in 2009.
So. Wow, that's amazing.
But I got to work with Cliff for, well, from about 03 to 09, so yeah. About 6 years, and what an honor.
I came down, I can't remember if it was Christmas songs or what it was, and I had an interview with him in your station, but quite a while ago.
Yeah. You know, and Cliff used to tell me about that. He'd come in here on Sunday mornings, and he would tell me how he thought that was so important, whether it was Harold Laufemacher and the Six Fat Dutchmen or Elmer Scheidt or whichever musician it was coming past the station. And, of course, there was no freeway at that time, so they'd pull right into the front door here. They'd walk in, and regardless of the programming, Cliff would put them on the air, and I'm sure he did the same for you, too, as well.
I think so.
He valued, yeah. You know, he saw the value in the other people, in the other, I don't know how to say it, but in the other ways of life. He thought it was so important that radio had to get that out to the people. He was an icon.
Your station is the only one like it. And
yep.
You guys just keep it up. There was one other one, but it was a small station in Brainerd called KVBR.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And the owners were June and Charlie Parsons.
Okay.
And I took one of my Christmas CDs up there back then it was a tape, and played it for on her show, and the show was called Frills and Fancies.
Oh my!
For all the ladies, so here I am singing that.
Oh my!
She says, "Oh my!" She says, "You're a nice songwriter. You think you could write a song for me?" And I says, "Yeah, I think I can."
Uh-huh.
So I come home. I took a little jug upstairs, and I thought, what the heck am I going to write for her? Her name is June.
Uh-huh.
So, by gosh, I come up with a pretty nice tune called, it was called June. It had really odd chords in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I recorded it, and I took it up to her, and she played it. Could you make me a copy? I says, that's your copy right there. So she'd take it, put it in her purse, and all her friends, she'd play that thing for them. And she says, I can't imagine a guy writing a love song for me when I'm 83 years old.
Oh, my
I said,
goodness.
Well, you still got it.
Yeah.
Very nice people, just like you guys. But I don't know. They died, and I don't know what happened to that station.
Sure. Well, that's awesome. Real quickly, Virg, we're about out of time, but just talk about some of the great ballrooms and venues you've been in and out of all through your career. I mean, you've got to been at just about every one in the state of Minnesota.
Oh,
sure.
just about all the ballrooms.
Yep.
And bars, just about every bar.
Yeah.
At least one or two nights a week. That's when they had a lot of music around here.
Exactly.
And then I'd go to Alaska once a year, and I'd sing around the campfire all my fishing buddies and the neighbors. And that got to be so big, it turned into a campfire concert, and there'd be 300-400 people there.
Oh, my goodness.
And I enjoyed it. Last time I was up there was 3 years ago, and I started singing at 6 o'clock and didn't get done till 3:45.
Oh, my gosh.
Never took a break.
Wow. Good for you. Well, our time has run out, Virg. Want to take this opportunity to thank you for joining us on our Musicians Come and Play program. I know we didn't even tap the beginning of the barrel there. We're just on the surface. So we're going to have you back here. And I always tell every guest, the good Lord willing, you and I are here down the road. We'll do this thing again sometime.
Okay, so hey, thanks for calling.
All righty. So with that, we're going to wish you a good afternoon, and I'll talk to you off the air.
And I'll enjoy this. I'll enjoy the sausage and stuff.
All right, sounds good.
Okay.
And there he goes, Mr. Verge Littke, out of Cushing, Minnesota, our 277th guest here on KASM. 24 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by Verge and the Eldorados. Rosavian is out of town checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there, wrapping up another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM, program number 277 in that continuing series. Taking us to 26 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, 9 degrees is our current temperature, snow coming down here in central Minnesota. Well, as promised, we're going to feature music right now by Verge and the Eldorados off of their CD, Classic Country Music. And start out with the lead song, one called The Wayward Wind, Verge and the Eldorados.
Oh, the wayward wind is a restless wind. Wind that yearns to wander, and I was born the next of kin, the next of kin to the wayward wind. In a lonely shack by a railroad track, I spent my younger days. I guess the sound of the outward bound made me a slave to its wandering way. And the wayward wind is a restless wind, a restless wind that yearns to wander, and I was born the next of kin, the next of kin. Thank you. met her there in a border town. We vowed we'd never part. I tried my best to settle down. She's now alone with a broken heart. And the wayward wind is a restless wind. A restless wind that yearns to wander. And I was born the next of kin. The next of kin.
Music on this Sunday afternoon, Virgin the Eldorados on our musical treat for Dancing Feet, one called The Wayward Wind. Taking us to 29 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, we're at 9 degrees, our current temperature here in Albany, in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that is always brought to us by Turco's First Line Tours. Yes, they bring us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet every week at this time. Now, Dave Ebertowski and the gang over at Turco, they have all sorts of great trips and tours around this great land of ours. So they do all of the big cities and destinations like New York, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Nashville, Chicago, L.A., just to mention a few. Then they do the statewide tours around this great state of Minnesota, and they do the casino tours in and about our area. Casinos like the Shooting Star in Manoman, Prairie's Edge in Granite Falls, Jackpot Junction in Morton, the Three Turtles in Wisconsin, Diamond Joe's in Iowa, Northern Lights in Walker, Minnesota, and yes, the list goes on and on. Now, to get on board the bus, to make a reservation, to receive a brochure, or to just plain be on their mailing list, give Dave and the gang a call over at Turco. They'd love to hear from you. 1-800-868-7261. 1-800-868-7261. Yes, Dave Ebertowski and the gang, they'd love to hear from you. Call them this week. Make that reservation. Turco, they proudly bring us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 28 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, 9 degrees and snow coming down here in central Minnesota. Music continues on our musical treat for Dancing Feet. Here's one on the CD, one called Let Old Mother Nature Have Her Way. Virgin the Eldorados.
Now, darling, this is my desire to set your little old heart on fire. Do the things that lovers always do. So put your little old hand in mine. I'll buy a diamond ring so fine, and I'll buy a bungalow for two. Closer, a little closer. There ain't no use to stay so far away. Just turn on all your charms while I hold you in my arms. Let old Mother Nature have her way. Now, honey, let me hold you tight. I can't stand to say goodnight. Got to catch up on my lovely seed. Now, darling, this is my desire to set your little heart on fire. Like to take my baby home with me. Closer, a little closer. There ain't no use to stay so far away. I'd like to touch your lips to mine. I'd like to win your love divine. Let old Mother Nature have her way.
Now, baby, come on, take a chance, cause I'm not aching for romance. I know that you were meant for me to love. You know your heart is beating fast, you know I'm gonna win at last. Cuddle up and be my turtle dove. Closer, a little closer. There ain't no use to stay so far away. Cause baby, when I hold your hand, I feel just like a grown-up man. Let old Mother Nature have her way. Just let old Mother Nature have her way.
Virgin the Eldorados and one called Let Old Mother Nature Have Her Way. Classic country music here on our musical treat for Dancing Feet. Well, one of the songs that Virg said he talked about on the interview that he wrote was one called The Ballad of Jacob Wetterling. We're going to give you that one right now.
Listen, and I'll tell you a story about a little boy from a place we call St. Joe. With a friend and brother, he biked to the tom-tom to rent the Naked Gun video. While going home, they suddenly confronted a masked man who was pointing. He told one boy lay face down in the coal ditch, and he told the other two of them to run. Where are you, Jacob Wetterling, light brown hair and blue eyes bright? The little mole on your left cheek is an angel kiss, all right. If God above is listening, we hope he'll hear our prayer. Bring you home to mom and dad, your brother's waiting there. The sheriff's guards and feds went out searching, but nothing of the little boy was found. Prayers said by folks who were hurting, they came to pray from many miles around. Balloons went up, posters hung, and ribbons worn. A chain of human hands 10,000 strong. They joined together, keeping Jacob's hope alive. Every day since Jacob has been gone. Where are you, Jacob Wetterling, light brown hair, blue eyes bright? The little mole on your left cheek is an angel kiss, all right. If God above is listening, we hope he'll hear our prayer and bring you home to mom and dad, your sisters both wait there. To the one that's holding Jacob captive, we beg you listen to our plea.
Virgin the Eldorados, one called The Ballad of Jacob Wetterling. 22 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. 9 is our current temperature here in Albany. Another nice song on this recording. One called Laura's Theme from the movie Dr. Zhivago. Laura's Theme, Somewhere My Love.
Thank you.
Laura's theme, better known as Somewhere My Love, from the movie Dr. Zhivago. Virgin the Eldorados, their rendition of that. Here's another old country tune, one called Funny How Time Slips Away.
Well, hello there. My, it's been a long, long time. How am I doing? Well, I guess I'm like it was only yesterday. Ain't it funny how time slips away? How's your new friend?
Virgin the Eldorados, one called Funny How Time Slips Away. 15 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock, and we're up to 10 degrees here in central Minnesota as we move into the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that's always brought to us by Laverne's Travel of Little Falls. Laverne and Kim Bizdock, yes, they would love for you to join their traveling family and help them make miles and smiles together. And, of course, they are busy with their International Farm Machinery Tour right as we speak. That's happening this week. Also coming up soon is the Best of Ireland and also South American Adventure. Some big international trips. Also the South American Adventure and the Southwest Circle Tour. So three big international trips all happening within the next month or two. Then they're also doing the 6th Annual Spring Mystery Tour. That's in April. Two buses going to that. Three great days, just $369 per person to get on board the bus. And they tell me those Mystery trips are always so much fun. You don't know where you're going, but you're guaranteed to have a great time. And when it's all said and done, you say, wow, that was really awesome. So check that out with Laverne's Travel. They're very special with doing those mystery trips. Also coming up is the National Quilt Museum and Quilt Tour to Paducah, Kentucky. That's going to be the end of April. Another big trip is the Ark Encounter to Berea, Kentucky. Also Napanee and Shipshewana, Indiana Amish Tour. They are doing their 26th annual, mind you, 26th annual Alaska Cruise and Land Vacation that's coming up this year in July. And a whole bunch of trips all the way up and down the page here coming up yet the rest of the year. As we get closer, we'll highlight more of those. Now, to get on board the bus or to make that reservation, to be on their mailing list, give Laverne and Kim a call. They're standing by, 1-800-840-9211. That's the phone number to get a hold of Laverne or Kim, 1-800-840-9211. And if you have a computer handy, they maintain a very nice website, www.lavernestravel.com. And you can see all the details about any or all of these trips. Laverne's Travel, they proudly bring us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Time for just a few more selections off of Verge and the Eldorado's CD, Classic Country Music. Here's a nice one, one called Faded Love, Verge and the Eldorado's.
I look at the letter you wrote to me. It's you that I am thinking of. As I read the lines, to me you were so sweet. I remember our faded love. I miss you, darling. Stars above, and with every heartbeat, I still think of you. I remember our faded our faith.
Faded Love with Verge and the Eldorados. 8 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock. Here's one of the songs that Verge talked about in the interview, one that he wrote, one called Old Love Letters.
She'd be here today, but she left yesterday. She found my old love letters in the chest. They meant not a thing to me, but she said, I can see you were loving me at your best. She said, oh, love letters, that's what's brought us apart. We can never make a brand new start. And all the letters I could write, things that they would say, would never mend the heart that broke today.
Verge and the Eldorados, one called Old Love Letters, an original composition by Mr. Verge Littke. 6 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock. 10 degrees is our current temperature here in Albany. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KSM. And we're going to do that with another nice country tune, one called Vaya Con Dios.
Now the hacienda is dark, the town is sleeping, and the time has come to part, the time for weeping. Vaya con Dios, my darling, may God be with you, my love. Now the village mission bells are softly ringing. If you listen with your heart, you'll hear him singing. Vaya con Dios, my darling. May God be with you, my love. Wherever you may be, I'll be beside you. A prayer to guide you. You
memories we share are there to borrow. Vaya con Dios, my darling. Vaya con Dios, my
one called Vios con Dios, Mr. Virg Littke and the Eldorados, Virg and the Eldorados, wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 2 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock, 10 degrees our current temperature here in Albany.